Hello there, welcome to a Nick Note audio file titled Not So Sure. You know, one of the most devastating weapons ever devised by man is a nuclear weapon. Now, despite the bullshit, when you consider the killing power, they're very cheap. And they pack a lot of punch. And the one thing they do is they give you respect. If you have, like, Pakistan, you got the nuclear weapon, nobody wants to make war with you. Kim Jong Nunchucks, the pressure was on him on his rocket launches, and he didn't find that 8,000 missiles of various shapes and size arranged on South Korea was enough to guarantee survival. So he did one kind of fizzling nuclear weapon, and then he did a big mama one and brought down the mountain, and no one talks about regime change or conquering North Korea any longer. Now, we have a situation here that we got to talk about. We are entering into, to say the least, controlled communications. Although there's free speech, including hate speech and divisive speech, there is no free speech on social media. These companies have now controlled the free press by the fact that they publish what they want, by who they want, when they want, and they obviously have a gay, woke agenda. Now, I've got a problem here. I was really relieved to see Donald Trump rise to power. But Donald Trump is a very flawed individual, as we all know, with all his warts and pimples. But he's best of a bad choice. Part of the problem with Donald Trump is that he doesn't do research. He doesn't study. His opinion is easily swayed by the last person he talked to. And he still has that showman reality TV show personality because that's what brought him the greatest success in life. And the tools he learned in reality TV is what he used to become president very effectively. Now, we got a conflict here. We have a conflict on the opinion of what's gone on with Iran. Iran was the most destabilizing power in the world. Millions of people have been killed by them. They've brought the Houthis, Hamas, the Islamic Brotherhood, and huge terrorist organizations that receive vast amount of funding because Iran is a very wealthy country with vast oil assets and in a position to deliver those assets, especially to India and China, by their geographic position. They're also not a stupid people, but they've been taken over by a bunch of religious zealots. They truly believe that they have to nuke and destroy the great Satan, Israel. And they truly believe that it's a duty to God and Muhammad and country to nuke the other great Satan, United States of America. And it doesn't take an Einstein to figure out that their hypersonic missiles, some of the most advanced in the world, carry a payload sufficient for nuclear weapons. It doesn't take an Einstein to realize they got 5 nuclear reactors. They have 2 breeder reactors, more than any other country. And they've had an enormous amount of money, probably approaching $1 trillion, pumped over the last 30 years into their nuclear project. And they've made great progress. It doesn't take an Einstein to say, well, why are you building the world's biggest, deepest underground bunker if you're peacefully pursuing nuclear weapons for electric generation? And then if you're doing general electric generation, which requires 3 to 3.5% enrichment, are you enriching to 6%? And why have you developed the world's fastest, biggest capacity centrifuges to spin that uranium? And why have you stockpiled, as far as we know, 400 kilos of stuff? And why are you working on a nuclear trigger? And why are you developing advanced breeding reactor capability, producing far more uranium than you could ever use if you really were to even electrify the country? Now, these are really good questions, and they're verified that they've done it. So if it is not obvious that they're working day and night on a nuclear weapons program, if it's not obvious when they launched 300 missiles in the kitchen sink at Israel in an attack in the night, if it's not their intentions obvious by what they've done with Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and how disruptive they've been as they export Islam terrorism around the world, then you must be sleeping. I thought we had enough of sleeping leaders when we got rid of Joe Biden. Okay, America attacked Fordow, and I had a very disturbing interview with Donald Trump with Maria Bartiromo in the White House, featured on Fox News. And in the interview, Donald Trump said, well, they didn't have enough time to move the uranium. Here's uranium. They had enough time to pour millions of tons of concrete down the shafts to Fordow, which he admitted they did, to try to stop the attack or at least thwart it. So obviously they had enough time to do that. They had enough time to move the rich uranium. He also said that it was too dangerous to move, and it's not. It doesn't emit a great deal of radiation. It's very easy to handle. And then he said it's too heavy, and I've given you picture after picture that's hockey puck size, 5 kilos a disc, you can handle with rubber gloves. So it's patently dishonest what they're saying. Now, here's the problem. If you've knocked out their nuclear program and you believe that, then you're negotiating on bad information that could cost the world peace. This could literally bring on World War III, even if it's a limited nuclear war. But this is some serious shit, because I guarantee you, if Israel is nuked by Iran, which is very much in their playbook, they will immediately retaliate. And now the question is, does that attack and counterattack escalate, or does it play down? We don't know that. But hear my words. Donald Trump's cavalier attitude, misinformation, dishonesty on such an important issue is appalling to me, and I can't be silent. Okay, there's no doubt they moved. Look, why would you? You know Fordow's coming attack. You know so much that you're putting a huge amount of workers pouring concrete day and night to try to gussy up the place, try to strengthen it. Would you not think about uranium down there and say, suppose these bunker buster rockets get through, let's back our bet. Now, remember, the centrifuges, the most advanced in the world, are made domestically in Iran with Iranian technology at Iranian factories. So that means that they can easily move and create the centrifuges again. And since they made them by the thousands, it would make sense that they would have hundreds at least stored somewhere. Enriched uranium. Why would you leave it all in Fordow? What are the trucks, again, were not cement trucks that we, by the way, we broke that picture. Tell you the story. We get the same satellite feeds many people do from these private companies. And the problem is there's thousands of pictures. And newsrooms are empty. What people are there learn how to plagiarize using artificial intelligence and are playing with TikTok and social media. And a lot of hardcore newscasting is gone. And basically what they do is they basically cruise sites, ours and others, to plagiarize stories, get story ideas. And we, I saw the picture. I personally did it as looking through the site. And I noticed the line of vehicles there. I magnified it, and I realized that they were pickup trucks and basically transport trucks. So to me, in the largest underground nuclear bunker, with the largest stash of rich uranium outside of Russia, with thousands of centrifuges, most advanced in mankind, and there's truck there day before an attack, I said to myself, well, duh, they must be moving something. Now, this is further confirmed that when you, those hockey pucks are not hazardous. Now, if you blow them up in little pieces, then they're spraying a lot of enriched uranium, and that becomes a radioactive problem. So if you bombed Fordow, which I know you did, and if there was a rich uranium in Fordow, then we would see some leakage of radiation, and we saw none. So whatever was hit down there was not the enriched uranium. Now, with the trucks there, and they're not the cement mixers, they were on the other side, and they weren't, Donald Trump said they were transport of employees. Well, you don't entrust employees in a cab that holds three people in a pickup truck. You move them in buses. And other satellite imagery saw buses, which are parked outside the compound, where the workers are transported in under guard after being searched. And we saw the cement trucks coming in on the other side of the compound, and we saw them backing up at the vents, and we saw the workers doing it. But that was not to be confused with the line of trucks that came in, and by looking at the height of the truck above the axle, the tires, you can tell that they were basically empty, and they left heavy, and they scattered in many different directions down the road, and we saw that energy. So something was moved out of there. Now, they said that it's too deep. Well, Iran has, like everyone else in these sites, huge cargo elevators. And they go up and down 30 stories. I mean, Trump Tower has elevators capable of, you know, lifting uranium in his little golden palace. So it makes sense that, you know, they would too. And they're putting their elevators to better use, I might suggest. So undoubtedly, Iran's, and by the way, the Nuclear Energy Association, other bipartisan non-people under Donald Trump's thumb, have said that, you know, maybe you set it back a couple months. There's no question that they have enriched uranium. There's no question they've not lost the capacity to do it. There's no doubt that they have centrifuges. There's no doubt that they have huge stockpiles of the yellow cake uranium, which is the stuff you start spinning with to enrich the 3% to 3.5 for a peaceful nuclear reactor, and 60% is the holding place for your nuclear weapons. And then and when you're ready to go and assemble the bombs, you spin them in a matter of days, week at the most, to 100%, 9,900. So there's no doubt that he has nuclear weapons. And now the suggestion is that they wouldn't dare reinstate their nuclear weapons program. Well, they turned off the cameras. Those were the cameras run by the International Atomic Energy Commission. They threw them out and said they're no longer going to be bound by the agreement. And there's no inspections and no one's been allowed into the country since their entire nuclear weapons program has been destroyed. Aren't I great? This is great folly. This is a mistake that will go down in history. Before or after he gets his golden high explosive peace prize. But there's a problem here. It is really stupid to make those kind of assumptions. What about the benefit of the doubt? Wouldn't prudent actions say, well, they had trucks there. They had more than enough time to plug the vent pipes with concrete, which is where they measured the attack would be. And they certainly knew these bunker buses were probably one of the biggest weapon besides nuclear bombs ever devised, and that they were coming for them. So all that was a foregone conclusion. It is asinine to believe these people would not, for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, back their bet. Move half the enriched uranium. Move your best centrifuges, which undoubtedly they did. Now they're scattered all over the country. There's no inspectors there. By the way, it's very hard to trace. And I want to also point out, when we've done a lot of pictures on that, that Donald Trump did not hit any of their working reactors. Not their enriching reactors, not their breeder reactors, not their heavy water reactors, and not their experimental reactors. Experimenting for what? They were left untouched because Donald Trump did not want to release radiation into the atmosphere. Okay? What is a nuclear attack going to do? So at some point, you've got to wake up and say, Trump's playing politics with this. At some point, when you control the narrative so completely and totally, and you believe how great thou art, mistakes are being made. Iran has got nuclear weapon technology. It has popped off probably one crude nuclear weapon already. It has mastered the trigger and the miniaturization of these weapons. It has hypersonic rockets for sure, capable of delivering nuclear weapons. It has a nuclear weapons program. It has enriched uranium. It has developed triggers and mechanisms. And nothing that took place stopped that program. Maybe, if you have the benefit of the doubt, you slowed it down. But the other point is, and this is where I want to close with you, is remember North Korea. High officials in Iran said, if we had nuclear weapons, Israel never would have attacked us. If we had nuclear weapons, we would get respect. That suggests to me, and I'm convinced I'm right, that Iran has accelerated its nuclear program, is going to demonstrate a working nuclear device within 6 months, and the only question is, for the test of the nuclear device, as they come and join the nuclear family, will they do underground tests like everyone else did, or will they nuke Tel Aviv? Now, you may wonder why that's a question. I've talked to people who are experts on religious fanatics and these people, and they said that it's well within the possibility that they're willing to chance nuking Tel Aviv to prove a point, do a great mission to their God, And their belief is that a weak Donald Trump, who doesn't want to hurt people and doesn't want to have war, would not do a big retaliation. I mean, they would get scolded and sanctioned. So we're standing at a very dangerous area here with very serious mistakes by our leadership, denying what is plain as a nose on your face, and that is Iran's got nukes, Iran is getting nukes, Iran did not lose its capacity to make, manufacture, develop, and test nuclear weapons. Fordo was a $2 billion fireworks show. The end.